Lee, it gives me chills what's happening around the world right now. Just to recap it so that you can have that electric feeling this morning and get pumped up. Because, see, I've been doing this for a long time, so I remember this. The Iranian student movement mm-hmm. made a deadly error, a critical error. They believed the propaganda about Barack Obama. He was a good guy. He was going to help people be free, defeat totalitarian regimes. Soon as Obama was sworn in, they took to the streets. They thought he would support them, trying to overthrow the mullahs. And remember, we had those street protests. Obama backed the mullahs. There was a brutal crackdown roundup. I followed it for months after. The female protesters were just raped in prison. A lot of the men were hung. Some of the females were hung. They were beaten. A lot of them were tortured and starved in Iranian prisons as Obama turned his back on those students. It was horrible. Keeping the mullahs in power. By the end of the regime, you'll remember, Lee, pallets of cash. Mm-hmm. Pallets of cash were flying to Iran. Obama was lying about how much money was on the pallets. He said, well, it was just $700 million, middle of the night. Non-American denominations, most of it Swiss. Turned out to be more like $1.8 billion. They snuck it to Iran to keep the mullahs in power and to brutalize those poor people. But this story began to turn when Donald Trump took office. And we saw the brutal totalitarian thug Soleimani, who not only killed so many of our troops with those bombs, God bless Trump for doing that, he also helped to keep the Iranian people down, those poor protesters raped, beaten, and hung. Kids. That's how the mullahs treat kids. And when Trump executed Soleimani, which was glorious, never forget his suitcase going round and round on the turnstile, making a fool of him, they began to take to the streets again. They had hope again. Because Donald Trump was the president. They weren't afraid anymore. And you remember, because Trump was crippling with Iran with the toughest sanctions they'd ever seen. The people were hungry, too. They were in the streets. The mullahs were about at the end. And I said, going into that election, if Trump wins, Iran's done. The mullahs are done. It's going to be a free country. Whatever freedom looks like to them. Yeah. At least not the mullahs, right? Then you saw what happened in 2020. Almost immediately, Democrats, Joe Biden, began funding the crackdown on those poor people in the streets of Iran again, backing the mullahs, shoring them up with the money that Trump had collected from the just really tough sanctions. That, I mean, it took the mullahs to the brink, which is great for us because we want non-insane leadership in Iran. We want non-insane leadership to be in control of the nuclear weapons because remember, Iran, their religion, they want to bring about the Mahdi. They want to bring about the end of the world. That's what the nukes are for. That's the goal. And they think they can do it by hitting us and Israel. The goal is the end of the world. They're cuckoo. And Democrats went, we like that. Cool. Here, have $100 billion. Oh, could you kick some of it back to fund our street protests? You know, the ones where we're spitting on Jews and such. And Iran went, sure. And then Iran tried to kill Trump in his inner circle twice. We found out, and Joe Biden rolled out the damn red carpet for them. I will never forget this. Welcoming the president of Iran like a conquering hero, giving him more Secret Service protection than Trump had. After Butler. Know your history, folks. If I get one more text from one of our listeners who's like, I'm an isolationist like the founders, I'm going to turn the text line off. I'm not reading it anymore. Know your history. The Democrat Party has merged with the people Trump is fighting. He has to destroy them or it will resume when Democrats come back in office. We have never seen this before. Like, okay, so where are we this morning? After so many dead Iranians killed with the help of the Democrat Party, keeping the mullahs in power, giving them a lifeline. Where are we this morning? We're in a glorious place. And this hasn't been covered much. We've got a blockade going of the ships coming out of Venezuela. Yep. So the Iranian oil was going there, and then Venezuelan oil was going to Iran because it's different kinds of oil. They need it. Guess what's going on right now? It's all blocked. With a court order, by the way. We got a court order for that. Why? Because they're violating the sanctions. It's very legal. And the mullahs are running out of money. Again. Mm-hmm. And what do we get again? Street protests to do for us what we don't want our military doing, which is liberating Iran.
Yes, they can liberate themselves.
They can liberate themselves if the Democrats stop funding them. Remember the word fungible?
Yes.
Because Joe Biden. Because Barack Obama got caught sending the pellets cash. So Joe Biden would just unfreeze it all. And before you knew it, Iran was funding the Houthis. Our SEALs were dead. Navy SEALs at the bottom of the sea. The Houthis are shooting up ships. By the way, Trump was talking about this yesterday, Lee. You know the same kind of missiles we're using for the strikes and the drug boats? Mm-hmm. We're killing Houthi and Somali pirates with them. Their boats are being vaporized. Mm-hmm. By the way, you can now go around the Horn of Africa, no problem. But we've done this for the Euroweenies, too. We're protecting their ships as well. So it's fantastic. So all of this can be done without Democrats in office. So what do we get for all of that? This is Matt Whitaker speaking on behalf of the Trump administration on Fox News, and it's amazing.
The situation in Iran, where there have been days of protests over the horrific state of the economy, and the Ayatollah there has already reportedly planned an exit strategy to Moscow if these protests continue. Here is President Trump with his thoughts on this situation. Watch this.
We're watching it very closely. If they start killing people like they have in the past, I think they're going to get hit very hard by the United States.
And Mr. Ambassador, one human rights group is now reporting that 1,200 people have been detained in Iran. 35 have been killed, including four children. So that message by President Trump, I mean, has whole new meaning now that Nicolas Maduro has been captured. How do you think this round of protesting will end? Do you foresee a second dictator exiting their country over the course of several days, either by force or fleeing to Moscow?
I can tell you the Iranian people want to be free, and they have been repressed for a long time. Obviously, it's a country of great potential that has not realized anywhere close to the potential over the last 40 or 50 years under this very difficult regime that has.
Why? Why is the mullah now? You know, why are the mullahs? Why is coming? Why are we now seeing them, Lee, prepare to flee? Democrats aren't funding them anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the beauty? They're not funding Democrats anymore because the money's been cut off. Remember? Because this is how it works. They get to kickback. Here's Biden spokesperson John Kirby. As you know, I play this at least 3 times a week to remind you who your real enemies are. They're inside the gate.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not.
Well, Democrat street protest.
Well, here's the thing, Tara. Democrats found a way to get federal funding of elections.
Yeah.
That's what this is, because basically you're sending federal tax dollars to various groups, whether it's, you know, Iran or, you know, Somali daycares or whatever. Then that money gets kicked back into the party. So you've got federal funding of elections, just like Democrats have been wanting all along, except it's just not legal.
Yeah. And then Iran kicks the money to the Houthis. Mm-hmm. And we fund worldwide terror. They come here. They do the voter fraud. It's very obvious. It's all going down, too. But here's the thing. If I get one more text from this audience, God, you know, guys, I love you, but you got to understand your history here, okay? Don't tell me we shouldn't be meddling in foreign affairs. They sent 3 assassins here to kill Trump on our soil. Let me bottom line that for you. They came to us. When you understand, you got to look at Trump's perspective. This is a guy who's trying to survive. This is a guy who they did not have J.D. Vance in the room at Mar-a-Lago. Daily Wire just broke this to watch the Maduro raid. And everybody was wondering why, because they have to keep them separated because they might be killed by Iran. We're not going to Iran and messing around. If you're Donald Trump and you've watched them try to kill John Bolton, try to kill Mike Pompeo and try to kill you. And you've watched the Democrats roll out the red carpet for the president, giving him better Secret Service protection than you had. It's over. We're at war. Mullah's got to go. So don't tell me, we're meddling in foreign affairs. No, they came here to kill us. They came here to kill the only man who has ever stood up for us. He knows that. Don't forget your history. They started this and he's finishing it. And why is that, Lee? Because Donald Trump understands that if the Democrats manage to steal this next election, it's the only way they're going to win. If they get close to the seal, what's happening? Borders going wide open. The Iranian assassins will be right back in here. Trende Aragua will be telling yet another apartment complex owner, I will kill you and your entire family if you stop paying the property taxes. We're taking your property. And guess what? Democrats will deny that's happening all the way up and down to the governor. How do you stop it? Well, you close the border. Check. Trump did that. It's not enough. It'll go right back open the minute Democrats come in office. What do? You go to the head of the hive. Who is that? Maduro. Or we forfeit territory inside this country to Trende Aragua, just like in Aurora, just like in Chicago, just like in El Paso. And that is why Trump did it. That is not meddling. They picked the fight. They came here, and now we're going there to take care of it. That is, folks, understand, I get you're traumatized. I am too. This is not Iraq. This is not Afghanistan. This is not nation building so all the Bush's friends can get rich and all their military contractor friends can get rich and they don't care if your son dies in a desert. This is a fight for this country. They came here first. And now we're going back home, take them out so it never happens again. Who is the axis of evil? Iran, Venezuela, and China. That's who. And we got to finish them now so that they cannot do this again. All of it. That's not foreign interference. The founders would have loved it. They would have gotten the popcorn and cheered on the sidelines. And I'm going to prove that to you as the show unfolds.